JT and John Adams are ready to go to jail.
I got my numbers on me.
He reveals his lawyer's number he's written on his arm.
So when I get arrested, I'm good?
They've been here for weeks and are part of the few who want Occupy LA to go out with a bang. Arrest, pepper spray, the works. To them,
it's just feeding the fire. Because every time we get a place gets shut down, within hours we got even more people at each of the Occupy sites coming back.
They're talking about Monday morning's police raid. Four people were arrested, but overall it was peaceful. Since then, some have left, fearing arrest. But those who have stayed are here for good. They've crystallized around an idea. Government protection for the 99% and an end to corporate greed. But their path is still uncertain. I ask Adams and JT if getting arrested will actually change anything.
I don't know that they're gonna change their minds just watching what we do.
He's searching really hard for an answer here.
A little bit of a blank thought.
Adams is willing to go to jail, pay the fines, the lawyer's fees, knowing the 1% won't listen to him. Kaz Allen has been here since October 7th, and if he's going to jail, it's to get the lawmakers' attention. He says he knows the 1% isn't listening.
I think they get what we're saying, but I don't think they care. I don't think they'll ever care, really. As long as they can keep on making money and our government doesn't check them, they'll just keep on making. It's our politicians that need to get the point.
To Allen, Washington can force Wall Street to change in ways it would never change on its own.
Legally. And as long as they can do it legally, they're going to do it. So just like we think we're legally here, so as long as we think it's legal to be here, we'll keep on coming.
And just in case the mayor decides it isn't legal, Occupy's lawyers are bracing for impact, as you can hear in their answering machine's message.
If you are a member of Occupy LA and are arrested in the next few days and want our help, please leave your name, phone, and fax numbers after the beep.
So now, they wait. The protesters for the police for the mayor's word. Kyle Tawinna-Froley, Annenberg Radio News.